Welcome to the Mindcore Podcast. Today's episode is going to be slightly different than the prior episodes. We're introducing two new members of our podcasting team, Reverend Grimes and Grinnin' Barrett. These guys are going to be reviewing pop culture stuff, role-playing games, movies, comic books, fantasy fiction, sci-fi, etc. We want our exceptionally intelligent audience to be able to get their news and reviews about this kind of stuff here as much as they do anywhere else. So today's episode is just Reverend Grimes and Grinnin' Barrett, except for this intro. They're going to have a very amusing, very comical discussion about some role-playing game stuff, some stuff about Game of Thrones. I hope you guys enjoy it. They'll be back every episode with a short segment. So without further ado, I present Reverend Grimes and Grinnin' Barrett, preceded by the song Picking at the Scab by Mankind is Obsolete. All right, so this is Reverend Grimes here with the little nerd segment of the podcast. With me today and pretty much every day, because I think we've already recorded enough material for probably 6 billion times what Enrique wants to actually use. So, again, Reverend Grimes. This is my co-host, Grinnin' Barrett. There's got to be some kind of symbolism in there somewhere, but the smart ones can figure it out. The dumb ones can't. So, hi, Grinnin'.
Hello.
Okay, that was great.
great.
One word answers.
This is what Grinnen specializes in, by the way, is the one word retort. He can put anything down with one word. Your mother is ugly, and I hope she dies.
Fucky,
as a matter of fact, was the magic word. That's great. Okay, so Grinnen, earlier today, I went to go pick up my kids from, from she who must not be named's parents. I had the distinct pleasure, the distinct honor of getting to go into a Hastings. I went in. Control yourself. Control yourself. Put that red rocket
controlled.
Up.
Controlled.
So I went into a Hastings. And sometimes Hastings gets old role-playing supplements. And they sell them used. And, of course, you know, I'm a role-playing nerd. Play White Wolf. We talked a little bit, I think, on one of the podcasts that I first started popping up on. About White Wolf games with Enrique and Diane Sparks. And White Wolf is, of course, Vampire the Masquerade, World of Darkness, spinning out to Vampire the Requiem now and this massive multiplayer online thing that's coming out. Because that's where everything's going. Soon we will have Minority Report screens.
Fuck real life.
And so I'm in there. And I can't find the role-playing books. I'm like, okay, I don't see them in the music section like they are in
none
Lubbock.
None of them?
None. I can't find any. I'm like, this is not... Now, I know that role-playing books...
it's probably by the Bibles.
Used to... they used to go missing in Hastings, and I know this because there was an underground ring of role-playing kids, right? Scary. This is a jack-chick track waiting to happen. Unfortunately, it's not going to go quite that evil. There's an underground ring of role-playing kids, and these kids would fanatically steal every book out of the Midland and Odessa Hastings until they had their fill. And then they would show up at the game shops and
sell them
show
back.
They would show up at the game shops and sell them back. Or they would be there at the tournaments, at the Magic the Gathering tournaments or whatever, and just be like, hey, got that new DMG. It's $40. Let's have it for $20. $20 DMG.
100% profit.
Right.
The ultimate crime.
Right. Just amazing. Amazing. So I'm like, God, did they get rid of them? Because I remember it being a problem. I had this talk with one of the Hastings employees at the Times. And then later on, I actually got to know one of the guys that used to be one of these kids. And he continued stealing well until adulthood. Until I guess they started putting a little metallic... labels in the books.
Oh, yeah.
Bravo, Hastings. Bravo. it would make me angry at the time because they wouldn't stock certain books because they were afraid they were just going to get stolen. And this was in the days before everyone really ordered from Amazon or anything like that.
Yeah.
So it was like, fuck, I can't get it because of, you know, Choderific. So I'm like, okay, maybe they got rid of them. Whatever. So I'm going to ask the guy. So I turn around, and of course, the guy that's... working in books, stands about, you know, I don't know, 4'2" tall. He weighs probably 350 pounds.
A troll.
He's a troll.
He's a troll.
He is he's a troll.
And he knows exactly where all of your role playing games are.
I asked him. I said, excuse me, Sir Greybeard. and he did. He had a long, shaggy, huge gray beard, and of course, no hair up top. Looked like he hadn't washed, and I don't know how often do trolls wash. Do they
never
wash?
No,
because
they don't.
I'm not convinced he did. as a matter of fact, I may have asked a bum.
Just in
now trolling. Now that I think about it, except I think he had a Hastings name badge on. But if I were a bum looking to get out of this 600 degree weather we've been having, right? So I may have actually asked a bum. But I said, Sir Greybeard, do you know? I can't seem to find. Do you know where the role playing books are? And Sir Greybeard proceeded to conduct me on a tour of the role-playing section, including his favorite games, he likes Gamma World. I think Gamma World's a pretty solid game. I've only played it once. And he likes, it was a computer game, Dragon Age. He likes Dragon Age, the role-playing game. You've played this, haven't you? You've played Dragon Age?
No, I haven't
played Dragon Age. They tried to get you to play Dragon
Age. Yes.
The boys did, because they tried to get me to play Dragon Age, too. Yes. Whenever we refer to the boys in this context, it's a confederacy of nerds that are all in their, you know, mid-20s or
very
so.
Very devout.
Mid-20 guys that are... this is their religion. One of them told me the other day, he happens to work with me, told me the other day that he didn't have time to watch any TV because he was always too busy going places. And I know for a fact he spends, you know, 6 hours an evening, four nights a week, playing these games.
Playing games so, with different groups, you know, around Lubbock.
You know, no, tell me, by all means, the TV gets in the right way of my role-playing. I respect that. on a certain geek core, Jesus Christ, that man is hardcore about not getting laid. I respect that on this not getting laid level. If you can be so devout on something that... that there is no possibility that your dick is ever going to be anything other than dry, then fantastic. Hats off to you,
sir. And if we've
sir.
All seen his hand, which we have, he says it's a disease.
It's not. It's not a disease.
It is not a disease. It's called being lonely. Lonelyism.
That's incredibly un-PC of you. I can't believe you even did that. I wish that we could broadcast a picture of this guy right now. so that you
close
guys
your
can
eyes
see.
And picture a wilting... unpeeled banana in the shape of a hand, and that's what he has attached to the bottom of his arm.
You know, and it would be...
genetically. He didn't choose to have it, though.
No. He likes to say that, you know, at least God was fucking him. he's a great guy. He is. And he is definitely, and along with his compatriots, all of whom are... actually, he's... by far, probably the physically prime specimen of the bunch.
Absolutely.
Compared to some of his friends. And what's frightening about it is how young they all are and how they've just kind of given up. But it's fine. It's whatever. Good friends of mine. I say this kind of thing to their face, so good friends may be a misnomer. But, you know. So this guy would look like Greybeard's king. And these guys, the nerds, the boys, they've tried to get us to play this Dragon Age game, which is apparently played because you play with D6s, entirely six-sided dice. That is for the rest of you, dice. There's no D6, D10, D20. We understand this. We understand that a D4 is something that only exists for a very, very select.
You don't go to Vegas and play with a D20.
No. However, because, again, this is the nerd section of the podcast, and yes, we make fun because we care, but without having to leave arm's reach, I was able to just grab four D20s, as a matter of fact. And give them a roll there. Let's see. Oh, those are not good scores, you got a 19. The 19
fail.
Is great.
Yes.
That is a 19... would, I believe, confirm a critical success.
Depends on what you're playing.
This one here doesn't do anything. Well,
it does absolutely nothing.
So, okay, so these happen to be four different colors, but the entirety of this D6 six-sided die, craps dice for the rest of you, the entirety of the system working depends on you have two colors of six-sided dice. Because if you roll doubles, that gives you a stunt point. And however many stunt points you get is determined by the off-color die.
If you roll doubles three times, you go to jail.
You do, actually.
Dragon jail.
We're, it's not the Monopoly jail. This is where this is where Sir Greybeard bust into his house with his seasoned, because this guy was, you know, easily 50, I don't know. He was old. I say that as 35, so I thought he was old, so maybe 60 by this point. I don't know. But Greybeard, the troll, he busts into your house. He takes you to Dragon Prison. And largely, I think that consists of you being strapped down and forced to watch hentai with he and all of his closest four friends as they sit
illustrate
around.
What Bukkake is.
Right. Well, they also sit huddled in blankets together, I think, in that time-honored tradition of the, it's not really a circle jerk if we don't have it out. So,
God, I hope you can use that.
My favorite part was the fact that you said time-honored tradition. So it's not. This is something that everybody experiences.
This is not anything.
This is normal
to anyone. This is.
But for most of us, I think it's called junior high or possibly high school and finding a penthouse. But you know, these guys again are 45. See, you're nodding. You understand.
Yeah, no.
You sympathize at this point. Guys do this. There's a reason that circle jerk is a time-honored tradition. But anyway, guys that are 60 shouldn't be doing this. Guys that are 20 shouldn't be doing this. But he takes me on a tour of the role-playing thing, and it's a sad, sorry state of affairs. Having said all of that, I say that to say this. Last night, you were not able to join us for our own circle jerk role-playing section. In our case, we buckle down and we play World of Darkness, and you know, it's myself, it's Grinnin, it's Enrique plays, Diana plays, and a few other eccentrics that can kind of hang, including you know, what did you call him? Well, I guess we could call
Banana
him
Hand Alan.
Banana Hand. Banana Hand. And I guess we need a name for Seth. Can we just call Seth Big Boy?
Bigger boy.
Bigger. Everybody. There is. It should be pointed out, of course, that while we poke fun, that there is no one in our group of gentlemen.
I just came under 300. Freshly under 300.
There's no one in our group that is small by any means. But Seth is. He had to take he had to spend merit points to get to that size. That's armor at that point. I think that you don't get a tax of opportunity if you stand within 20 feet of him.
You are always flat-footed.
But so, having said all of this trash talk about nerds and about Sir Greybeard, and, you know, he's definitely one of the things that makes our game so inviting to non-gamers, as is, I'm sure, our, the esteem, the high esteem and mutual respect we all hold each other.
Of all of our peers.
That's something that nerd culture has very much in common, is we respect everybody. We are the last ones to flame anyone on the internet, and we're the very last ones to point out anybody's fault. But, so last night, you didn't come, so it was decided that instead we wouldn't play. We didn't play. We made new characters.
Okay.
We made new characters for the same game. And you're welcome to, of course, if you want, make one of said characters. I'm going to encourage everybody to have two or three different ones.
Just as backups.
Because if you're not there, I can still work around it that way. And, you know, I think that will be a good kind of compromise to people not being there, is that we have different sets that we can kind of go to. So if you're left in a cliffhanger where you don't know if the angry mob is about to destroy your vampire, this week I'm gonna play my magician. So
makes sense.
We're house rolling the shit out of this bullshit. And of course, the way that we're doing it is we're combining old World of Darkness Mage, which if anybody out there is stalking Enrique by any means, and you're wondering what that perfect present to give Enrique is, it's anything related to old World of Darkness Mage. At that point, he's pretty much your sex slave. He'll do whatever you want him to do. So we're taking the ideas and the characters from that, but using new World of Darkness rules.
Okay.
And it's not a straight port. It doesn't work 100%, but we're going to figure it out as we go along, and I think it'll still be fun. And by the way, for those of you that are up in arms about brutally shitting over the rules or anything else, this kind of thing should always be fun. When it's not fun,
that's when you stop.
You have to stop. Get a real life.
Get a real life.
Job.
Yeah.
do what, and then, of course, there's me. And by far, I have engaged my nerdiness much, much more since I grew up and got a real job. Because when I got a real job, I realized that sucks.
Oh, yeah. No. Fuck real jobs. Fuck real life. Fuck bills. But you have to do it. That way you're not, you know, 55 years old.
No, I'm advocating at this point that everybody step down. You and I are both 50-hour week guys, okay? But
yeah.
I'm advocating that everybody else just step down and give up. Kids, clock out, give up. Go hang out with the kids at the Hastings that are stealing the role-playing books and sell them back for $20 a pop to the same store
if you can.
Yeah, you're going to go to jail, okay? You are. One of you eventually is going to get caught, but... It's gonna be
see, like the fucking
it's just
Dragon
gonna,
Age tattoos.
It's
and, like,
gonna be so goddamn funny.
20-sided dye tattoos on like rippling abs.
Part of the draconian brotherhood in.
I was in for two days, bro.
2 days. Oh. No, they're not tattoos. They were made with a magic marker. I never got out of processing. I kept offering my ass to people, but nobody seemed to want it. The only guys in the world that can go to prison and still not get laid are our nerd brethren, if they went en masse.
The same way you can smell child molesters and rapists from a mile away, even in a very crowded place like a bar.
You know that guy over there, he jacks off to wood nymphs.
Yeah, you know.
That he drew himself.
The worst of the worst is those...
Because he's also a film.
Those dudes who play, like, they'll draw out their characters. They've got these really elaborate characters, and you think it's going to be awesome to play with them. And then you see their drawing. Because you can never tell really from the names. The sex of the character. You see some off the chart, just weird name.
Our latest addition to our troop, I believe, is Alderaan the Healer.
Okay, see, Alderaan the Healer. You don't, I mean...
Alderaath the Healer, Alderaad.
Male, female, doesn't
matter. The one
really
before
matter.
That was Touchmost Bossed, because it's important. Touchmost Bossed, which Diana likes to refer to as Touch My Balls.
Touch My Balls.
Touch My Balls. It's one of the many inappropriate things that Diana will say...
Pat My Nuts.
Pat My Nuts. When we're playing, to let us know exactly how far off the train we've gotten from the night's activities. There are many more, but I won't spoil them here. Some are awfully horrible. Mostly.
It's balls.
They don't have balls. I just spent this entire time saying how we cut off their
scrotal
balls.
Scrotal section.
There's nothing. It's frightening, though. When we took the oldest one, maybe not the oldest one, we have a feeling that the old one is either a puppy or an old man. We don't know. We're clearly bad at this sort of thing. When we took the oldest one, though, that we've had the longest in to get his nuts chopped off, because you don't let the animals keep their nuts. You don't. Because then your 8-year-old is running around the house saying, "Daddy, Daddy, Oswald's penis is falling out." She doesn't say penis because she's 8. She says, "Daddy, Daddy, Oswald's weenie is falling out." And I guess she was 6 at the time, 5, whatever. So I guess it would be more disturbing if an 8-year-old was walking around saying that. But a 5-year-old, it's still pretty disturbing. It's horrifying. So what do? You take and you get the balls cut off because you don't ever want to have to deal with that again. Because he had this monster thing that would just basically just drag along the ground. And now he's too fat to eat. We got this dog, and he was 12 pounds, and now he clocks in over 20.
Oh,
okay,
awesome.
So apparently he likes to play Dungeons & Dragons, too. We should have him on the show right now.
Oh, stinky.
He's horrible. His breath smells like composted fish.
Doritos.
And he he's adorable. He's mine. I love that one. But that's pretty much it. But when we took him in to get his balls cut off, the vet tech, she stood there in front of my wife, myself, and at least one, maybe two of our children, and proceeded to rub her fingers up and down the sides of his little doggy dick to show us where the incisions were, where we should be careful. And she just...
So really, she was jerking your dog off trying to make it like science.
Because I don't think you need to spend 30 seconds gently stroking around each... Gently stroking. around each side of the dog's penis to really show me that. And the dog's
and
just
this is where we're going to cut your dog.
So, no, right they had already cut it. So the dog was like, "What? I should be happy," but he wasn't. He was clearly terrified because he'd had his balls cut off, you know, less than 24 hours earlier.
By the same person? Whose hand was now right.
Ooh, yeah, he was wondering what he was going to leave loose next. Oh, God, it's going. Oh, somebody please take me. Somebody please take me. And I'm pretty sure that cutting your dog's balls off, it drops that 200-word limit down
a little bit, too. But solid two, just fuck you for the rest of their life.
But they do understand going to the vet from that point on. As a matter of fact, that one won't get in the car now, 3 years later. He's like, no, fuck you. I'm not getting in the car.
I know where this goes.
I've taken him in the car. I've bought him Sonic hamburgers because, again, as I mentioned, he's now clocking in over 20 pounds. You buy him a kid's burger, you let him eat half of it. You know, it's borderline abuse, I guess. I don't know. I love him, though. I love him more than I love anybody that's listening to this. I promise. Mom, sorry. So, I don't know. Again, I've lost it. I'm sure there's a rabbit to find around here somewhere. But we ended up talking about dog's dicks. So, let's fuck that rabbit. Next up, maybe we talk about religion some. Okay, so one of the first things I want to talk about is Game of Thrones. Did you watch a single episode of Game of Thrones?
I got to see about half of it, but the one that I watched with you guys, I think everybody was so blown that it was just talking.
Okay, yeah. It actually took me 4 times before I was able to watch the first episode of the series. It did, because...
Was the first one the one that opened up with, like, the snow and all that
the
stuff?
The snow and the vaguely zombie thing or something.
Yeah, like with blue eyes or some shit, I don't remember.
Okay, apparently those are called the Others. And at this point, I have just read, I think I'm on page, I'm on page 666, actually, exactly, of the sequel. I didn't read the first book, I started to, and I kept wanting to know what was going to happen next.
Deciding it was kind of like The Hobbit, where it's
this. You know, and I've got such a predisposition to not enjoy fantasy.
Yeah,
in the first place, I think it's really badly done for the most part, and I guess it's kind of strange for me to say in this setting in a thing where we're basically defending the genre and talking about nerd subculture. But fantasy is just overwhelmingly poorly written.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely agree with that. And that's actually the biggest thing that turned me off to it the first 3 or 4 times. And even, like, the Tolkien trilogy and then The Hobbit, all of those things, I love the story, but for it's like the first half of
You're going to say for fuck's sake, by the way, and that's completely kosher. Just, that'll be kept in.
Just names.
This is not a PG-rated podcast at all that our friends have here. They've interviewed a guy that is in a relationship with a sex doll, among other things. So, yeah, not PG. But what did you try to read?
The first one that I read was A Wizard of Earthsea. Was one that was actually required reading for a class.
Jesus Christ, that sounds like something you just made up. Did you just make that up now?
No, it was something that our teacher...
Don't lie to me about this. I think you just made
it up. It's also a series of books. It's not just one. But it's something that my teacher absolutely loved and required us to read it. And it was absolutely god-awful. Every last bit of it. And it was just people turning into birds and snakes and throwing in every last bit of magic you could possibly try to imagine, controlling seasons and elements and all this stuff. It just felt like one giant clusterfuck of everything you could possibly think of.
Okay, see, what just happened when you were telling me all that is the same thing that happens when I read fantasy, which is at some point you introduce one or two of those elements. Yeah, I got the Charlie Brown voice going in my head at that exact moment. It was, yeah, I don't even know what the first fantasy book I tried to read was. I think I was in fourth or fifth grade. Before that, my sister was a really big fan of The Hobbit.
Yeah.
So I had seen The Hobbit. She liked The Last Unicorn. She liked all that. But, you know, I mean, I liked comic books.
Yeah.
I also liked aliens and guys with ray guns. And I maybe it was unicorns. It just seemed a little silly to me. But, yeah, so I don't take well to it. So it took me four times to watch the first episode, because people kept talking, people kept interrupting, everybody's just, they've all seen it. They're all, this is great. This is where, it's like watching a movie with my fucking kids, is what it is. I watched my wife watching a movie with my kids tonight. and sure enough, it was Despicable Me. And I was reading, and I thought, everybody will be quiet while they're watching the movie, so I'll read, because I can tune the track of one thing out, as long as someone's not actively speaking to me.
Yeah. But
no, every, 15, 30 seconds, one of them would go, ooh, ooh, you know where they're going next, Lily, or...
It's like watching a comic book movie with Seth Rollins.
Right.
In case you haven't done that yet. You should.
No, this should be
one you want to see so very bad.
I guess we do try to use not real names, so at some point I'll cut that out.
No, those two. I will use the real names.
Oh, I was talking about my daughter.
Nobody
Seth
should.
Seth is a vagina. I'll just, we can go with Seth, vagina. That's fine, yeah.
This
no.
needs to be a warning, because if anybody goes to see a movie with those two, they're going to
be... Oh, we're doing it for a warning. I was just agreeing with you on general principle. okay, yeah, so I would imagine it's similar to watching... watching with our friend who may actually make a guest appearance on the show, so we'll use a pseudonym for him. We'll call him the Comic Book Bandit. I think that should be clear enough to you right there.
I think so, yes.
Who I'm talking about. But he just absolutely... Yes, to not have a job or a stake in this or a way to get things, he's very passionate about comic book movies. He is incredibly, incredibly passionate about them, and he didn't like, anything.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's
one of those people who there's like a thousand
liked.
Reasons
yes.
why.
But at any rate, so yeah, I'm watching this with to tie back to chase that rabbit back. I'm watching this while I'm trying to. I'm trying to get into this pilot. I'm trying to give this thing a chance. It's an HBO series, for God's sake. And, something genre fans and geeks everywhere should already realize, HBO is television gold. It just is. It's not TV. It's HBO. Good God, I hope we can get some kind of sponsorship out of that. Because it's not TV. It's HBO. They have, like, the most Emmy nominations for the 11th year in a row.
Because they don't just put shit on TV like every other station out there.
My co-host, Diana, and I were actually talking about this, or our gracious benefactor co-host, Diana, and I were talking about this actually the other night, and why don't the other networks just adopt the same sort of thing? Okay, HBO's thing is movies. That's what they're known for. That's what got them out the door. So, great. Okay. Let's say we have MTV. MTV adopts the same strategy. It pushes only music videos out the door, except for original program that it really buckles down and says, you know what, instead of making 600 billion shows that are all,
the same
some
show,
derivative of the real world from times that I was in college 15 years ago, we're going to instead put really quality programming. FX does it. To a little bit. The amazing thing would be if, if sports networks or whoever did it and just, bam, here's your original programming geared towards this.
As long as they don't lose 16 and pregnant, then...
Oh, well, I don't think we, any of us, want to imagine... Is that really a show?
Yeah, that's a show. 16-year-olds
really?
Who get pregnant.
I am so not plugged into this kind of thing. I'm many, many ways just a grumpy old man. This is... This is news to me. I know that reality shows are the craze and have been for, you know,
at least 10
years
decade,
now.
Yep.
Yeah. I know that. I realize that.
All thanks to Survivor.
So, you know, why don't we have... Maybe we up the stakes in those. Maybe we actually start hunting.
I've said this for years. I am waiting for the fucking gladiator events. I'm waiting for bloodshed. I saw Man vs. Animal.
What's the movie where they... you know, well, okay, you could go
back
to the
Running Man.
Most
dangerous game is probably what you're...
No, I'm thinking about the one where they make a reality show where it's people killing people. And it's a brilliant concept.
Gamer? Is that kind of like it? Yeah.
No, it's not Gamer. It's something that came before that. But Gamer is another great example of that kind of thing, except it's not really at all. It's just a reality show, and they hunt down and kill people. It doesn't matter. Somebody out there, out of the three people that are still listening at this point, knows the answer to this. But, you know, let's just focus on quality television. So, HBO, right, back to the rabbit. HBO makes quality television. Game of Thrones is genre fiction. I know that there's good fantasy out there. I know there is.
So hard to find it.
It's so hard to find.
And weed through the bullshit.
But, you know, if HBO is going to put something on screen, I'm willing to sign off on it, give it a chance. So, I finally start watching that first episode, and I get into it. It's amazing. It's much more historical and much less unicorns. You know, that's a good thing for me. there are dragons. Okay, cool. But there's, you know, there are dragons. There are magic, but it's not this overblown thing that it is so often now. So I get really into it, and I start feeling a little bit like. You know, like I want to read the second book. So I read the second book. And like I said, I'm on page 666 now. And this got me feeling really bad. Except to realize that I guess the paperback count of this copy of the second book, because this is the prestige format deluxe, whatever bullshit. The Dark
Smaller
Tower.
Than the...
Right, like the Dark Tower books used to come in. You know what I mean? And see, there's good fantasy right there. I just named the devil and there he popped into my head. But, so, page 600, or whatever it was when I had this realization of, have I slowed down reading this much? That I used to be able to tear through a novel, you know, in a couple of nights or something like that. Yeah, the paperback version of this book, I was already up to page, like, 850 or something like that. And I just, you know, these are massive, huge works. There are characters introduced after characters introduced. And so the reason that I even mentioned them tonight, what I thought was interesting is at the end of the second book, I don't have the first one in front of me, I guess I could go get it, but at the end of the second book, in order to introduce you to all of the characters from the previous book, because it's expected you're going to have to apparently turn to the glossary of houses and of kingdoms and so forth and whatnot, to introduce you, there are 30 pages dedicated to it in this book.
Yeah.
30
just
pages.
All characters.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That's truly a staggering, staggering thing. Until you get to the next book. And the next book goes from 30 pages to 40 pages at the end. So 10 pages more worth of characters and situations have been set up in the book that I'm reading now that I'm going to have to refer back to. The next book that is not the one that I'm holding right now. It's the one right before this. But the next book literally covers 80 pages. Okay, 80 pages in the back, just telling you who's what in this world. And
does it have rollover characters?
Yeah,
is that
let's get a count here.
Is that
it's? Let's see. Let me do the math here. 785. Okay, yeah, we've got another 80-page clock in the most recent hardcover book that our friend the Comic Book Bandit actually got for me as a gift. But we got another 80 page index to introduce characters. This is book five that I know of, and I think I'm right on this. I'm not the biggest fan. I've just been introduced to this world, but I think there are a total of 8 books planned. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Fuck that.
6, 7, 8.
Fuck
book that. 5. And book 4, actually, this is the even more amazing thing,
is that book 5 and book 4 were originally planned as one book. It was written, and the publishers apparently stepped in and said, look, George, it's not possible for us to
they don't make bindings like that.
Put out a 2,300 page book, and when it gets to paperback, it's even less viable. You can't do this, buddy. You just can't. So he split it up by region. So essentially, you're reading the first half. The first book is all the story that happens from point A to point B. The second book is the same story from point A to point B, but these are the people that live in the north. These are the people that live in the south.
So he splits it up in different points of view, kind of ish.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, but I really am concerned that by the eighth book, are they just going to give me a companion volume at that point when I get to book 8? Does it ship with a free book? Is it a PDF that by the time... Because this author, I'm getting into this now, and realizing that, like, one of the other frustrating things that I'm sure fantasy fans are already used to...
The waiting?
Is the waiting.
Yeah.
Because as he gets further into his series, just as Robert Jordan did, and kids, he died before he finished. Just saying. Stephen King, and he rushed those last three books out, or whatever it was, like a beautiful, beautiful act, but you could tell they were all pushed out so people would say, hey, please don't die. But, so this guy's apparently pretty slow. So I'm thinking by book 8, maybe they can just beam the information into my brain. Maybe it will have been long enough. He's only 62 now. Maybe Martin's kind of counting on the fact that he, by that point, whatever happens, he'll be inhabiting his robot body. Instead, God, I'm pulling for mine.
Please, God, let all the other fantasy writers be right.
So that's what I'm reading right now. That's this segment of what are you reading? So what are you reading right now?
I'm not reading anything right now. I just finished the two comic volumes that you actually gave me. The last book that I sat down and tried to read was from a couple of authors who I absolutely loved, and I hit that magic number, which I think is book 5. It's not really a series. They use a lot of the same characters. It's the two guys who wrote The Relic, and I can't remember their names off the top of my head.
You've got that book somewhere behind me.
Okay. So, sure. Yeah, and on their last, I guess, of the last three books that they wrote, I read the next to last.
I think I picked that book up on your recommendation and never read it, so...
Yeah, halfway through that book, and I just stopped, and it kind of ruined reading for me for about a year and a half now. Other than comics, because...
It was that bad?
I just couldn't get into it. It wasn't really bad,
That's an amazing testimonial. Reading was ruined for this gentleman.
It hurt my soul.
Okay, so we'll read from a classic at this point. We'll just open up to a random page and see what was happening. Lying on your back without anything to do and anywhere to go was kind of like being on a high hill far away from noise and people. So just based on that, tell me what's happening in this story. That's our that's the context. What would you think is happening?
That is usually the way a pretty intense masturbatory session ends, laying on your back alone thinking about
right. It's so clearly this guy is just wanking it in the middle of a field, or
from what I read on the back of the, that's what it's about.
Yes, it is what it's about.
Democracy and freedom.
The book is
by
Dalton Trumbeau. was made into a movie, then later made famous by Metallica video. Johnny Got His Gun. So yeah, that's very clearly this is a masturbatory fantasy about please God let me die. Just please. Please let me die, because nothing in the world gets me hotter than thinking of that.
Just end it. Destruction arise. My choice of dying.